Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has denied allegations that members of a separatist Christian sect which objects to voting have been secretly campaigning for the Liberal Party. The Plymouth Brethren Christian Church, formerly known as the Exclusive Brethren, has reportedly sent hundreds of its members to pre-polling booths in marginal seats. The volunteers have reportedly been instructed to keep their church membership a secret. But when asked how the Liberal Party has recruited so many of its members, Mr. Dutton has denied the allegation altogether.
The Liberal Party hasn't recruited people from particular religions. We're a volunteer-based organisation. People can volunteer and provide support to their local Liberal National Party candidate. I'd encourage them to do that. Now, the Prime Minister says that he hates Tories and hates Tory supporters, etc. That's an issue for him. We're not discriminating against anybody on the basis of their religion. We have people of, I suspect, every religious type supporting us.
The United Nations says the promise of a two-state solution in the Middle East is at risk of disappearing as the fighting between Israel and Hamas continues. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Hamas has been implementing what he has described as provocations, while Israeli forces have been launching rocket attacks and raids on settlers, with a 60-day blockade of food and medicines remaining in place. He says the world should not let extremists on any side undermine what remains of the peace process.
The two-state solution is near a point of no return. The international community has a responsibility to prevent perpetual occupation and violence. My call to member states is clear and urgent.
Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has lost his seat in the Canadian Parliament. The opposition overall finished the election with 144 seats after the Liberal Party staged a comeback in the last 3 months on the back of anti-Trump sentiment. Prime Minister Mark Carney will lead a minority government after his party secured 168 seats in final counting, short of the 172 required to form a majority. He has told Canadians this win will be remembered as a key moment in history.
Our old relationship with the United States, a relationship based on steadily increasing integration, is over. The system of open global trade, anchored by the United States, a system that Canada has relied on since the Second World War, a system that, while not perfect, has helped deliver prosperity for a country for decades, is over. These are tragedies, but it's also our new reality.
Fewer than 1 in 100 full-time workers on minimum wage can afford places to rent. The latest rental affordability snapshot from Anglicare Australia surveyed 51,000 rental listings, finding only 0.7% were affordable for a person earning a full-time minimum wage. Just 0.3% were affordable for a person on the aged pension. The leading charity says the housing crisis is the worst it's ever been and has urged governments to step up and build more affordable social housing. Meanwhile, the housing crisis has apparently prompted one man to heckle the Prime Minister on a campaign stop in the Brisbane seat of Bonner. A man identified as a Libertarian Party volunteer repeatedly questioned the PM about prices.
What are you going to do about the price of housing? Oh, he needs to hear me, and you don't need to put that in my face. What are you going to do about the price of housing, Albo? What are you going to do about the price of housing, Albo? Our kids can't buy houses.
The police officer who first responded to last year's Bondi Junction shopping centre stabbing rampage has testified on day two of the inquest about how she pursued the killer. Inspector Amy Scott has told the inquest she chased the 40-year-old attacker without waiting for backup because she wanted to eliminate the threat as quickly as possible. Two civilians, commonly referred to as the Bollard Men, have also told the inquest about their actions on that fateful day. But Silas Despereaux and Damien Giroux have told reporters outside the court in Sydney they do not consider themselves to be heroes, just men who did what needed to be done.
I was like, two choice, or we escape, or we go. And Silas was like, going like, we go, we find the Bollard, and we just yeah, just follow him. And at that time, I would say my mind switched and we just like got full adrenaline.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.